Are you ready to get serious about your weight loss journey? Tried crash and burn calorie restriction? Considering the invasive strategy of GLP-1 injections like Ozempic? Slow down and consider a safer, easier, and long-lasting solution. Golo is clinically proven to work without the dangerous side effects of injections and fad diets. Golo's release helps your body combat the stress of dieting while controlling cravings and hunger. Minimize muscle loss and feel better with Golo. Just take one Golo Release supplement with each meal and follow the Golo for Life plan. It's an effective and affordable plan to lose weight for good. There are no insurance hoops to jump through, no prescription needed, just sensible, effective weight loss and a healthier lifestyle on your terms. Get started on a healthier, happier, and more energetic you at Golo.com. 5 million people have already discovered a better way to lose weight. Join them and go to Golo.com. That's GOLO.com today.
China has embarked on an ambitious global tea marketing initiative and chartered a new foundation to share its tea culture and tea research and to enhance China's tea brand's brand value. Last Friday, the Center for International Cultural Communication and the China International Communications Group, CICG, hosted 300 tea professionals representing the government, universities, cultural and agricultural organizations, and tea corporations. Tea for Harmonious World was the theme of the elaborate launch ceremony. CICG's slogan is Preserving and Promoting Tea Culture, Sharing and Learning for Global Good. Panel discussions followed the launch ceremony. The program's objectives included organizing cultural exchanges between China and other countries, supporting international outreach, and promoting select native tea brands. CICG President Du Shanyuan praised tea, quote, as a medium to implement the Global Civilization Initiative, advance China's tea and tea culture on the global stage, and promote cultural exchange and mutual learning, end quote. CICG's Yang Yiping reports, quote, it is believed that this event will provide an important opportunity and platform to further consolidate international consensus, strengthening multilateral communication, and promote a healthy, stable, and sustainable development of the tea industry, end quote. During the event, Forbes China announced its 2024 selection of 23 extraordinary teas in four categories. In addition, 15 companies were named Tea Enterprises of the Year. Business Insight. A rhythmic ebb and flow describes China's four centuries of trading tea with the West. 80 years ago, in 1949, tea exports declined to a trickle as the tide of tea receded. 30 years passed before the tide turned in 1979. Exports have been flowing strongly since the mid-aughts. China's latest educational and cultural-focused marketing mirrors Japanese tea outreach, which has resulted in record exports in the past 5 years. Kenya has suspended a fixed minimum price for Kenya Tea Development Agency teas that remain unsold after 6 months. The suspension allows a reported 70 million kilos of aging tea to be quickly dispatched. Quote, the objective is to allow teas to meet the market, to move the teas even at salvage value, end quote, writes George Okoth, Managing Director of East Africa Tea Trade Association, EATTA. The EATTA-run auction is the largest black tea exchange in the world, accounting for 32% of exports by volume. Cabinet Secretary for Agriculture and Livestock, Andrew Karanja, who announced the suspension of minimum prices, said a committee would be formed to investigate the problems associated with the reserve price and a quality of tea sold at auction. Karanja said KTDA had sold 30 million kilos of tea processed within its three-year shelf life. He did not say who bought the tea or how much they paid. Tea cataloged for auction that remains unsold can be resubmitted for bidding. Failing a second try, the teas are reclassified and referred to as reprints. Until the suspension, the tea remained subject to a pricing policy dating to 2022. The result is that large quantities of unsold tea are overflowing warehouses, depressing prices, increasing storage costs, and creating a scarcity of space for newly arrived tea. In 2023, EATTA reported buyers purchased only 40.7% of the 770 million kilos on offer. In mid-August, Mombasa recorded the lowest average price per kilo in 3 years. In sale 34 this week, 91.7% of the reprint tea in the Mombasa catalog remain unsold. Alfred Njaji, former managing director of KTDA's management services, writes, quote, "The absorption levels for reprints are still pathetically low. For sale 33, it was 14, and 8.3% for sale 34 after suspension of the minimum price. So I don't know what magic will be used to clear the 100 million kilos of old stock in a month. Brokers don't buy teas." End quote. It is my considered opinion that the minimum price requirement is still in force and that buyers will neglect any fresh teas they consider not worth the price and come back after 6 months to buy them for a song, he said. Average auction prices have increased recently from late July's average of $2.09 per kilo. Quote, "This might help a bit," end quote, he said, explaining that the Mombasa auction remains the primary avenue for selling tea, but factories have also been using direct selling overseas DSO outlets since the clause in the 2020 Tea Act forbidding the practice had been suspended by the courts. Quote, "They realized they were missing a great market outlet, so amending the law will be facilitative," end quote, said Njaji. Njaji writes, quote, "I don't see any increase in demand that dramatically absorbs the excess supply because the demand growth cannot happen overnight. I see the industry learning lessons from excess supply. Basically, low prices can't sustain the business. Already, it's happening. Some tea factories have closed down in Tanzania and Uganda. I see many more following suit, especially with a forecast by FAO of prices dipping," he said. The fusion of AI, artificial intelligence, physics simulations, and real-time observed data are making it possible for meteorologists to help avert tragedies like the one that befell tea workers in South India in July, when summer monsoons triggered landslides that killed hundreds and displaced thousands. Climate change and the extreme weather events it spawns are projected to cost 1 million lives and $1.7 trillion annually by 2050. This week, NVIDIA Research announced a new generative AI model called Stormcast for emulating high-fidelity atmospheric dynamics. The model enables reliable weather prediction at the mesoscale, a scale larger than storms but smaller than cyclones, critical for disaster planning and mitigation. This model is powered by NVIDIA Earth 2, a digital twin cloud platform that enables simulation and visualization of weather and climate predictions at a global scale with unprecedented accuracy and speed and unprecedented resolution. Tea growers in Taiwan, for example, can now rely on the National Science and Technology Center for Disaster Reduction to super-resolve 25-kilometer-scale atmospheric data by 12.5 times, down to 2 kilometers, 1,000 times faster and using 3,000 times less energy for a single inference than traditional methods. Corrector diffusion, CORDIF, models allow the center's potentially life-saving work, which previously required nearly $3 million in CPUs, to be accomplished for $60,000 on a single NVIDIA system. Regional weather prediction models, often called convection allowing models, or CAMs, are useful to meteorologists for tracking the evolution and structure of storms. CAMs also help researchers understand the implications of weather-related physical hazards at the infrastructure level. Climate model simulations like StormCast can inform CAMs, helping them translate slow changes in the moisture content of large atmospheric rivers into flash flood projections in vulnerable coastal areas. Lower resolution machine learning models have emerged as helpful weather prediction models to improve early warning systems for severe events. These machine learning models typically have a spatial resolution of about 30 kilometers and a temporal resolution of 6 hours. StormCast enables this capability at a 3 kilometer hourly scale. When applied with precipitation radars, weather forecasts with up to 6 hour lead times are 10% more accurate than the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's highest resolution.
Produced by Audavita Studios, connect your voice to the world.